Amen.
Amen.
He makes everything all right. Amen.
Arrangers resources in our kid.
Let's turn our Bibles this evening to
the
book of St. John. Chapter 10.
John is talking 10.
Also, I would like to read a portion in chapter 17. St. John chapter 10, we're going to begin reading from verse 30.
John chapter 10, chapter 10, verse 30.
I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stoned thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou being a man makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say you of him whom the Father had sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Amen.
Amen.
St. John 17.
John 17.
Verse 11.
My 11.
Now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Here was Jesus asking in his prayer, praying with perfect knowledge of the plan of redemption, knowing who he was and what he came for. He was praying that we would be one as he and the Father was one. Amen. And Jesus wouldn't pray for nothing that is not the will of God. He wouldn't pray for nothing that the word didn't promise. Amen. So he is praying for something that must come to pass. Let's drop the verse 20. Neither pray for these alone, but for them also who shall believe on me through their word. He wasn't just praying for the apostles, but he was praying for all those who believe on him through the apostles' doctrine. And we are not in a reformer age. Malachi 4:5 came to restore our hearts back to the faith of their fathers. Amen. To bring it back to one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So we are believing in him according to the apostolic doctrine. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So he prayed us also that oneness would be established with us.
Why is the same?
That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That the world believes that thou hast sent me.
Kuti nyika itende kuti makandituma.
And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them.
Kubwinya kwamakandipa ndakavapa.
That they may be one even as we are one.
Kuti vave vamwe sesu tiri chinhu chimwe chete.
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one.
Ini mavari neni mandiri vakwaniswe kuva vamwe.
And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
Kuti nyika izive kuti makandituma uye kuti makavada sezvamakandida ini.
Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me.
Baba, ndinota kuti avo vamakandipa vave neni apo pandiri kuti vaone kubwinya kwangu kwamakandipa nokuti makandida nyika isati yavambwa.
Amen, that they may behold my glory.
Kuti vaone kubwinya kwangu.
And Paul says,
Paul wrote,
we are beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, and it being changed from glory unto glory into the same image of the glory of the Lord. So think about it. For thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name. And will declare it that the love with which thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And one verse again, St. John 14.
Johannes chapter 14,
verse 20.
Dima 20.
At that day, you shall know that I am my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, such words, Lord, hold such a great promise to us. And then, Lord, to realize that this is that day of which you spoke. And then, Lord, to behold that glory of the Father being revealed unto us in the revealing of the Son of Man, in the waving of that wave sheaf that you waved before us. We beheld your glory, Father. We saw that very original life. We saw that very original word be made manifest and perfectly vindicated, showing unto us Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And dear God, to know that the hour is here, that the great work that you are doing, Lord, working in our hearts, working in our lives, this great predestinated mystery,
yes,
behind the very daily experiences that we go through, Father, is working to bring this very promise to pass. I pray this evening, Lord, as you endeavor to speak in these things, we find grace and favor for you, as that unction from the Holy One will just move upon us, Lord, and the Spirit of the living God will make plain these promises, and Lord, will show unto us how you are working to bring to pass these things in our very own lives, that might cause our faith and bring us a true and clear understanding of your will, Father. Lord, I pray a special blessing upon all that's gathered here in this last service. And Father, may this service bring glory to your name. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. May I have a seat. Well, we want to greet you in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. And we've come to the last service. In the second set of meetings. And I think God have you have found favor in God's sight. Amen. That we can all be gathered together like this. Without being bothered. In a nice big building.
Zine baya kura kudai.
Or you can sit comfortably.
Matilo gara chakadekara.
And hear the word of God.
Chinswa shokura mari.
Have a time to spend together to one another.
Cho aningo ya kupesa pamochete.
And coming from different places.
Ki bago njumbo zaga siyana siyana.
Different churches being gathered together.
Ache chaga siyana siyana kawangana pamochete.
Even a time for the ministers.
Wa kuashumiri.
The local ministers.
Kuashumiri muno.
To sit and relax.
Achi zorora shao.
And I trust that all of we have endeavored to speak.
Dwe ba zose zadanga chishingara kutawa.
To you who are under their ministries.
Kwa muri muri paspeshi miro zao.
That they feel pleased.
Kuti waru mafazwa.
That they feel satisfied.
Walu zao kutskana.
And they know that the people minds.
Walu zao kufungwa zewanu.
Have been stirred up.
Zanga zide nungwa.
And put them in remembrance.
Achi yo chizwa.
Of what have already been spoken.
Zakatao wakare.
By God's prophets.
Ne profita wamari.
Amen.
Amen.
I know how it feels many times.
Rosauti tunu unuzwasega.
You know, to sit down.
Wa garapasi.
And you know, different comfort.
Ah, inyala zohuru.
And encouragement.
Ne kukuru zirwa.
To you when you're continually laboring.
Kuti urambe chenda mbeji shingaira.
In the world.
Mushoko.
And with the people.
Ne wanu.
And to have a time where you just relax.
Ne kuwaningo yano bodzorere.
So I trust the local ministers.
Sakandofunzirarubashimire.
Have certain courage.
Awazwa kuru zirwa.
We tried very much.
Tinoeza shikuru.
Just to speak the world.
Tao chaeza shikuru tawala shoko.
That it might encourage.
Ne kuti wakuru zirwe.
And build them up in the, build up you in the faith.
Ne kuumbi zirayimu kutenda.
And just be a blessing to you.
Ne kungo wachiro bafazwa kwa muri.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, I've been away home from 2 weeks now.
Na baku mchakwa bila mafiki mbiriye zino.
And I'm quite tired.
Ndaneta.
I've been preaching since I came in here.
Na ngachibarza kubanaka shika.
We had to fly 2 nights.
Taka buruka usiku uviri.
From Port of Spain to London.
Kubaku kwa kwa Port of Spain kwenda ku London.
And then had an 8-hour layover.
Ndugwa wamu garagwe 8 hours zakari.
And then fly here another night.
Ndugwa wa buruka zakari umosiku.
And then the next day come right into meetings.
Ndugwa wa natena ndupatawe ma meeting.
And been preaching continually.
Ngachimuno kuparita.
And I trust that you have been blessed.
Ino imba utimangamchino bafazwa.
I trust that you have appreciated the word.
Imba utimangamchi tenda shoko.
I always enjoy coming here and preaching to you.
Inindino fazwa ngwa shinji kuya kuno kuzokuparita.
And especially this time.
Ashinji pangwa ino.
Having the opportunity.
Ndawala mkana.
To minister together.
We kuchimia pamochete.
Brother Roscoe.
Na brother Roscoe.
Together in these services.
Pamochete ma service ano.
And have fellowship with him.
Ne kuata na pamochete nao.
It's been a real blessing to my heart.
Angari maru bafazwa kumwe wangu.
And I'm looking forward now just to going back home.
Ndirikutarisa zvino kudzokera kwedu.
And go right back into service again.
Ndodzokera zvakare service.
Because we are right in the midst of a building program also.
Ndikuti nesuwo tiri pakati pe program yekuvaka.
And I know the saints here in the local assembly here.
Ndizvaro vatsvene vemungwana ipano.
And also Brother Jeremiah.
Ndikwa Brother Jeremiah.
Both churches are in the midst of building programs.
Vose vari pakati pe kuvaka.
And you know, it takes the whole congregation to be involved. And is quite a great responsibility. And you know, I've been able to see some of the brothers work here. And then pass over on the other side. And see some of the brothers work over there. And see a great labor.
Tichiona kushingara kukuru.
You know, to see the building completed.
Kuona mwako utupere.
And then the little while you have to come in services here.
To so waningwa ikuya mwamba service.
No doubt many of you might be tired.
Pasina kupokana vashinji venyu vakaneta.
After working hard.
Chiri kunge mashanda kwe.
And then having 2 services a day.
Kuchiwani ma service maviri pazuwa.
You know, it can be quite difficult.
Chiri kushakaoma.
And then the mothers with the children.
Wanamae netwana.
Sometimes seeing them just sitting outside in the yard.
Wanuona vakagara kunzoku miyati.
And you know, just maybe eating a little and coming right back in.
Angombo chikashio manini umvotsoka zvakare.
May God richly bless you for your sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen. All those who were able to shake their hands and talk with a little bit. We appreciate that very much.
Note na isozo zikuru.
Just to meet the people of God.
Mona ramari.
Spend time with them together in fellowship.
Kriza ngu apa mchitina oti watana.
And those that we were not able to meet.
Ya watina kwanza kusangana nao.
We love you anyhow.
Tumukuda shakataro.
Even because we are all being redeemed by his precious blood.
Nukuri te se takasikini kwa nirupala kera kosha.
And when we can sit here on the world and enjoy his word.
Karaparo pasoko.
We know God sees all of us.
Nuzaru mararo tuona te se.
And somehow he can just take full control.
Nemu zirano kwanza kutoa simbali kuchonga.
And speak something for each and every one of us.
Otaura chimechinu kune mwene mwere tose.
And I trust it has been that way.
Nino imba unuzo angasitika.
In these meetings.
Ma meeting ano.
That each person.
Kuti munu mwere mwere.
From the greatest to the least.
Uza kumukuru skapa mudiki.
Could have felt that something was spoken to them.
Anzi maulipane chimechinu chakataoru kwa kwaari.
Caused them to love the Lord Jesus a little more.
Chakonza kutwazu laishe Jesus sirinani.
To love one another a little more.
Kudana na shakala sirinani.
To be a little more determined to press the battle.
Kutsunga mwere kusunga tsisimbe.
As we see that we are in the hour.
Zati kona chashka mungua.
When the Lord Jesus comes at hand.
Apo kuya kwaishe Jesus kwa pejgu.
Amen.
Amen.
They will put his appearance and take us away from this place.
Arguya zozirati za zozitora banyika ino.
And I believe his Holy Spirit.
Notena umuya mtene wake.
Have been amongst us.
Wanga arubagati pedu.
And we felt his presence.
Kanzwa opo wake.
And he opened up his word to us.
Aga zara shikurake kwa tiri.
And there is something about his message.
Ane chimechin pashokwe.
The more we read it.
Ukanyaya kuriwe.
The more we speak about it.
Nuba nataura shishinji bamsoropa.
It's just such a wonderful thing.
Ah, chinchino shamisa.
Amen. I'm going to try to be very short this evening.
Nicheza kufupi sama nirano.
And this last message.
Mumari zikubeze sera.
Just as a maybe exhortation.
Ah, tingati sekungo simu zirana shomani.
That you could be encouraged.
Kutimukuru zirwe.
And I want to just take for title.
Raktora simsewenya.
The oneness of God.
Umwe wamari.
And man.
Nivan.
Reestablished.
Wasimiso shakari.
Under the seventh seal.
Asipeji simiso jeshinowe.
Amen. The oneness of God and man.
Umwe pagatwa mari nemu.
Reestablished under the seventh seal.
Wasimiso pasipeji simiso jeshinowe.
Because the hour is here.
Uwashika.
Where God is answering the prayer.
Apo mari apo pitura mnamato.
Of our Lord Jesus.
Waisore Jesu.
This message.
Shokoi.
Is the last message.
Yeshokore kubeze sera.
To the last church age.
Uchisaru wachekubeze sera.
And the bride.
Mwenga.
On the whole messenger.
Aspem tumaro.
Has become the final verse.
Mara iskire kubeze sera.
To the final age.
Wachisaru wachekubeze sera.
She is just reiterating.
Mara kungo togere ya cheche.
She is just saying back.
Mara kutawura shakari.
What have already been said.
Akatawuru wakari.
By the prophet of God.
Emu prophet wa mari.
Amen. So there's no more messages.
Apa sinarimesho.
This is the end of it.
Yo kupera kwash.
As we were speaking last night.
Chitaura nesiromaneru.
That this is going to bring a full redemption.
Chitaura darutikiro wakazara.
This message is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yo koi doro babarishomomotele.
And fire.
Nemoto.
So this is the hour.
Tiongua.
When what Jesus is praying for.
Saina mati waleche Jesu.
Must come to pass.
Akwara vitika.
And if with the last generation.
Anajiri chono shomete sera.
And the time is at hand.
Uwaya kwara.
And the Bible fixing to be taken off the earth.
Yo kawabra.
There must be a people who is coming right back into that oneness. What is that was displayed to us in the life of the prophet, in that temple, when God told, if you say to this mountain, Peter will move, and don't doubt in your heart, it shall come to pass. What was that? That was the oneness. Amen. Is that the same harmony that existed between the Father and the Son must now exist between the bridegroom and the bride. In the last days, when the true bride wears the headstone, she will be in his image, in his likeness, in order to be united with him. She will be the manifestation of the living world of God. That is you. That's not somebody else. That's not a Pentecostal. That's not a Baptist. That's us.
This is
we as believers. That is what is before us.
So
we will be united with him to bring back the same harmony, the oneness, be established here again. Amen.
Yes,
that is what we are looking for.
Yes,
God is trying to cheat
that.
Amen.
Amen.
There might be a rubbish.
Ngaba wene unwe.
But in the park in the church.
Ba, karbaro kebare unwe.
There might be a rubbish.
Pasar kebare unwe.
Between your husband's wife.
Kemuru bere tsmane.
There might be a rubbish.
Ngaba wene unwe.
Between your soul.
Ba, karibemuru utati.
Which is your husband.
Arimuru ne.
And your spirit.
Emoa.
Which is the wife.
Arimu tsmane.
Emo. And the flesh.
Sheyama.
If the product.
Dochi bere.
Of the union.
Chokubatana.
Between the husband.
Kemuru ne.
The soul.
Emoa utati.
And the wife.
Emu tsmane.
The spirit.
Emoa.
Emo.
Yes, sir.
This is the hour.
Tiongo.
We're gonna be a rubbish.
Ato unwe.
Between Christ.
Paraba Kristo.
And his bride.
Tiongo wake.
Emo. So God is working.
Mwari arusha.
To achieve that.
Tati kisaiji.
And we can bring.
Tika onza.
Our spirit.
Where are you?
In total subjection.
Jesus.
To the soul.
Emoa utati.
Which is the world.
Yeso ko.
Because that soul.
Emoa utati.
Is faith.
Tiongo mutenda.
And the spirit.
Emoa.
Is reasoning.
Tiongo.
Conscience.
Amen.
Memory.
Eja.
Affection.
Imagination.
Spungitira. That is the contentious wife.
Fuzimayo anenaro.
Who is always reasoning.
Akutara chaisa che.
Against the world.
Yeah, yeso ko.
But for the reason.
Tenda.
God says it.
My
God says it. That soul.
Christ.
In you.
In your
husband.
In your
eternal life. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The old husband died. But the new husband is Christ. The world. That soul. Which is that genius. That cup of God. God's perfect. His world. His attribute. That is displayed. In a human body. Amen. And the soul controls the spirit. And the spirit controls the body. Amen.
Yes.
That wheel in the middle of the wheel.
Viri mukadime.
Viri inside of the inside. That soul. When it's quickened. Brings that. Brings that
reason.
Injection. To the world.
Prophetic.
So that muscles. And hear with chest.
Amen.
Amen. That's it.
Jesus.
When reason or imagination says something,
so
shut up. And everything shuts up. Amen. Because faith is that soul. Is the sense of that soul. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And that soul, that new husband, that world, cracks. That eternal life that is in you, God's thought, God's attribute that expressed. Amen. That is God's original thought. That is your representation of predestination. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, that is the man he's dealing with. You see in the first book, 1946, the prophet,
Brovita,
he came on the scene,
Baiga,
and he went from the first
point,
and he held people by the hand.
Why
he contacted the flesh, the five senses. Then the second point, he went to the human spirit. Amen. Discernment the spirit. Amen. And be certain of God.
He's
a mighty man who I taught the spiritual, who I taught the cream of the crop. They
says
you're a sign that you've been blessed of God when that 5-6 cataracts. Amen. What was happening? The prophet was seeing. They're purifying the body. Religious in the spirit. He saw that religious spirit. But the third part, he went to the soul. Amen. And when he went to the soul, because the first part and the second
part
were signs to attract the attention. But the third part, the world,
I
call my sheep by name.
And
the world, when it begin to come forth, many people in their souls couldn't believe the world. Amen. They are great gifts.
Why are they supposed to call
that coins?
Why are they
because gifts and coins is without repentance.
Because
cattle of devils.
Right in the
sick. Right prophesying.
Right
it looked great. Amen.
Amen.
But in the third part, the prophet said,
before
I
even a doubting.
Pavane chibonere kupokana.
Down on the inside.
Ayo mungo emo.
Because these same people.
Vanhu vamwechete.
Were denying the baptism.
Vairamba rubhabhatizo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ashe Jesu.
Were denying.
Vairamba emo.
The serpent seed.
Mewe enyo.
Were denying.
Vairamba emo.
The word God.
Vairamwechete.
So.
Vairatiza.
Down the soul.
Vairamba.
Something was wrong.
Chakachaya.
And the soul that seen it.
Muno kaje.
Or disbelieve it.
Ashingatende.
He did well.
Vairamba.
Showing that.
Chasa.
So when they begin to disbelieve.
Vairamba.
The world.
Eroshoko.
Which is the real identification.
Vairamba.
To receive the word for you.
Eroshoko.
Is the evidence of the Holy Spirit. So it showed they were
only
anointed with the Spirit, but were not born again. Amen. And if a man is not born again, he lives in five senses. He cannot live in the sixth sense. It will take an act of God. The Holy Spirit quickening that soul. And that soul have a sense. It is filled with the sixth sense. And that person is raised up in a spiritual atmosphere in heavenly places.
Where
the Lord partitions. Where they walk not by sight, but they walk by faith. Where they look not at the things that are seen, but they look to the unseen. So what will be happening around the world in this age? The Holy Spirit came, not
forth.
You know, we were not seed. In the Pentecostal age. No. Every age had its own elect. Well, I was in this age. The Holy Spirit came. Not forth. You know, we were not seed. In the Pentecostal
age.
No.
Every
age had its own elect. Luther and those who believe his message was the elect in that age. Wesley and those who believe his message was the elect in that age. The
Pentecostals,
the elected ones, not the grandchildren. No, from 1906 to 1946 was the Pentecostal age. Amen. See, we're one generation. And the elected Pentecostals who lived in that age, they had the restoration gifts. Then they died out. Brother Brown said,
Brother Brown,
Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth.
Charles Bright.
Amy Semper McPherson.
Nirango Sarah McPherson.
The great leaders. Died out. And the next day, the angel of the Lord appeared to me and said, time to go on the field. Now there's a word man at the end of the age.
They
got a messenger. Always comes at the end of the age. So he came at the end of the Pentecostal age. The Pentecostal from 1946 to 1963 became the Laodiceans. Because from 1946 when the prophet went out with signs and wonders and miracles, millions were coming in into the Pentecostal ranks because he was among them. They were the ones. The shock. Who had the grain? Who protected it? Who sponsored it? Who supported it? Amen. For a season, glory, while the grain had been formed inside the shock. Then the shock fell back. Let the grain out. And the prophet said, 1962, all man had forsaken me. The shock fell back. Let the grain out. Amen.
Yes.
And during that time,
from
1946
to
1962,
the
remaining Pentecostals, the elected ones, they died out. Because when the seals are open, the seals can only be open after denominational ages are run out. And Paul Irenaeus Magna and Columba.
Paulo Irenaeus Magna Columba.
Was not denominational religious.
Sanga sisiringwe masanga.
That was apostolic age.
Hallelujah. Chiswa chwa apostle.
Luther was the Pentecost.
Luther was the Pentecost.
It's denominational age.
Barwa chwa masanga.
Reformer age.
Banduchi.
Hallelujah. But when Malachi 4 comes.
Malachi 4 Pamela.
At the end of the Pentecost age.
Chwa Pentecost.
Denominational age.
Barwa chwa masanga.
It's running out.
Apostle.
Then the seven seals.
Barwa chwa chino wa pukura.
It's getting ready.
Akukazi.
To be opened.
Barwa.
So Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
Was looking.
Vajitari.
For the opening.
Busaru.
Of the seven seals.
Chino chino wa.
Because he was told. He was going to have a message, but he had only went for
what?
With healing and discernment, and they impersonated that. He said, but God allowed it. So the impersonators can rise up and deceive others who are looking at the world. So God can sort through the world. So Matthew 24:24 could be fulfilled. Hallelujah! God had to allow it. Amen.
Yes.
So here, Brother Branham, mother.
Hey, Brother Branham.
When she died,
1961.
He said, I knew that mother was saved. But I didn't know mother was in the bride. Yes, you could be saved. And not being the bride. Amen. The bride is the
action.
Don't in the lamb section. Amen. So say God from a vision. And he saw his mother. And she was dressed like a bride. And the voice said, this is how she was in 1906. Because 1906 is when she was married.
Hallelujah.
And 1906 is when that Pentecost age started. And she was an elect in that Pentecost
age.
Brother Bartholomew, and the word was showing us this morning. He was looking over the
edge.
From
Malachi 4:5.
He was an elect. In the Pentecost age. Not in the Bible. Amen.
Yes.
So when he saw the prophet.
Profita,
he said, Brother Branham. You are a prophet to this generation.
Profita, when
he said, hasten.
As the coolness is high.
Get on the field. Before that fanaticism. Because you have a message to this generation. And he died before the seals opened. Because the messenger of every age, when they bring that word, for that age, it seals already
right.
For that age, then another age opens. And every word predestinated to be in the bride age. Not the Pentecost age. The bride age is the Sunday. Hallelujah! When we come back to apostolic faith. That's why the message we are believing is the apostles'
doctrine.
And Jesus prayed that they who believe on me to the apostles' doctrine. Let that same oneness be in them also. So this is that day when we are restored back.
That's where it's going
to be. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to see that in 1963, when the nominational ages were finished, time shall be no more. Seven church ages was over. And God opened the seventh seal to show what took place in the seven church ages. And he revealed it to a little group of the true seed who were predestinated to be an age after the church
ages
in a conjunction between the church age and the
millennium.
Because Son of God is the church ages. Son of David is the
millennium.
But Son of Man was promised to be revealed between Son of God, between the church ages, and between Son of David. between the millennium. So in this space of time, what is happening, the revelation of the Son of Man being revealed, not in the church else, you are Son of God, you are the Father's throne. In the millennium, he will be in his own throne. He leaves the Father's throne to take his throne. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Amen. And between that time, he opened the seven seals and gathered the elect of the blasphemous names of the old man-made systems into the only provided place where you have put his name. You cannot get saved. No denomination. It's impossible. You can only get saved in the place where he put his name under the world for this hour. Amen. Because the elect in every year will only be born again by the word for that day.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
So here we are. Seeing Brother Brown came to the third point.
Brother Brown came to the third point.
And he went forth. Don't people in the Pentecostal denomination, they can come over into the bridal. Amen. They rejected the message. They turned it down. They crucified it. And yet all true lights in the harvest time must be gathered in the grain. And it takes all the world to be the grain. So God opened the seven seals. All the world brought back all the lights. All seven spirits. He brought them back. In this age, we are going to be a people
by
who will manifest the fullness of this Bible, and she will be his victory and the reason of his death. And in every age, the seed, God's thought that he expressed in flesh, your father had a spirit, and your mother had an egg, but God had a gene. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Now what's happening? God knew you were going to be here. Because he had the expectant thoughts. And you were in his mind. The same time. Adam was in his mind. The same time. Noah was in his mind. The same time. Abraham was in his mind. Like any father, all the children is in his loins at that very moment. But he had family planning. All the children are born at the same time. One born here. Then after this season, another one born. You see, but God kept thinking new thoughts. He never had a new thought. He knows all things. He never added to his knowledge. Amen. So we were God's thinking. Hallelujah. Look at this picture.
January 24, 1950.
The pillar of fire hung over the prophet head. Amen. If you were not born
in
1950, it means your body, which is a product of a union of your father's sperm and your mother's egg. What produced that body? I have seen your body. You have seen my body. But that sperm was in your father's
arms,
and that egg was in your mother's womb, and that soul in you was still in this pillar of fire. Amen. So when this pillar of fire hung over the prophet, you were in that pillar of fire. It was not your season yet to be expressed in flesh. But when the time comes, and the father and mother come together, and there's a million sperm and a million eggs, God will direct which sperm to unite which egg to determine whether it be short or whether it be tall, whether it be dark,
already be light. Amen. All your characteristics is all being determined. Amen. It's being determined right here. And when that body is sown in the mother's womb for 9 months, and she's getting ready for the life that's sown on the inside to be manifested on the outside, God speaks. And that thought, amen, is expressed and it comes into that body. Amen. That angel being come to that body to make you a living soul, and is a representation laying inside of you, and the Holy Ghost knowing you are planted that seed in that dirt, like a good farmer will come back around to water the seed. Hallelujah! Because he planted that seed for a purpose. That seed had a record in the Bible. God has already written in the Bible what that seed will do even before he took it in flesh. So because he spoke it in the Bible, he's saying, it will come to perfection. It will be the harvest. Following the word seed. It will finish the ministry of the Son of Man. That bride will come to perfection. It will bring the resurrection. She will preach to the lost. He said it in the world. And because he said it in the world, and he planted the seed with the characteristics whose life will manifest what God has spoken. But they cannot do it except God comes and quicken the seed. So God had to come and water the seed and bring the light up. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And that's why he had to come to you. He had to come to all of us who have received this new birth. To water that seed. And as that seed grows and matures, forming into the image of the world. Amen. That change is irreversible. It will produce after its kind. Because the transforming power in the seed to transform it into the species that God said she will be. And God said this species will be a super church, a super world, a super sound. In the super church, we're doing greater work. When the streets come, in the world, it will create, it will flash like lightning. So right now,
yes,
you have something in your dirt, in my dirt, in the dirt of the pride, around the world.
Yes,
a transformation is taking place. Something is growing. It's feeding upon the mysteries. Because these mysteries of the seven thunders were sent to grow up into a full manifestation of Jesus Christ for this day. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Christ in you.
Christ in you.
God
Mari
above us.
I'm so good.
In the first and second part, just like his holy children, Israel. In the wilderness. God above us. Then in the third part, he slipped behind flesh. And he said, who do you say this is? I'm
thinking
that Solomon is here.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! They don't stop the air.
I see. I go to
the God of purpose. The God of God.
I am
the God in us.
I am a
child of God. You will know I in you, and you in me. So the Holy Spirit begins to pour out to upon the seed around the world. But when God comes in, He
will
come in like a man, as a newborn babe, desiring the essential milk of the world. Pour that obsidian milk, because you're carnal and you're still a babe. Amen.
And then he says, where was a child?
Ati sandaye manana.
Where was a child?
Kunyange ndaye manana.
And Lord of all?
Ndi mwisi wa sose.
Galatians 4?
Galatia 4.
But different not in the form.
Afiana ni muranda.
Amen.
Yes.
But have to wait.
Asi ndo bala kumiliya.
Until the appointed time.
Mwaya katika.
Of the Father.
Baba.
Then we are no more servants.
Siwara.
We are sons.
Yangala kum.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 4.
By verse 4.
Grown up.
Shishikura.
In the Christ.
Kula Kristo.
Who is your head.
Ariye mso.
While you are children.
Kiyaradi.
You were taught to and fro.
Ogono.
By every wind of doctrine.
Ebe peseti.
When the shamishi open.
Wazaga shibesino.
What are talking about two souls.
Baichoro wa mso pe mwe mili.
And perusa.
Perusia.
Not a different thing.
Kishimu zaga siya siya.
Like a child.
Semana.
What name? Talk to and fro.
Tau tuwa tazore.
But when I became a man.
Kana kawa munu mkuu.
We got meat. Belong to them that I followed. When I became a man, I put away childish things.
You
drop into the head. You come to the stature of a perfect man.
Come
to the stature of the measure of the fullness of Christ. You form back again into the image of the world. Change from glory to glory until you come back to the image. So Christ,
Kristo,
Baba met Jehovah as a baby.
As in a brother Jehovah, same church.
Achichema. Jehovah the young man.
Jehovah
the
child.
As a teenager.
Teenager.
Then Jehovah.
Jehovah.
As a man.
Femur.
The masterpiece.
Umisha.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sir.
So what has been happening?
Jagashitika.
That in life in you,
Upenye Maori,
the God in us,
with
the same God
Upenye
who is above us, with the same God
Upenye
who is with us.
Anesu.
It's not three gods, it's the same God
Upenye
condescending,
God
above
us,
God with us,
Upenye
no God in us,
growing
up, adding word upon word.
Upenye
hallelujah! Upenye. Then when God
covers
a man,
Upenye
what's the crying for?
Upenye.
I cry.
Upenye.
Peace.
Forward.
Upenye.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we be the coin. No more whimpering babies. And the baby
potter.
No more God ever pushed us to do this and that. But we
have
the mind of Christ. We know what you want done with the world. Because the secret that was in the backpack of God's mind have been put into the heart of the bride. She has the mystery in her heart. Hidden treasure. Thy word have I hid in my heart. But I will not sin. I will not disbelieve. Hallelujah! What God said about us,
so
we can rely upon the word. No devil will rob us from that. No devil will tell us we not justified. No devil will tell us we need your name. No devil will tell us, amen, that we not going to rock
here.
No devil will tell us our name was in the wrong
spoke.
Hallelujah! Because the inside teacher,
Jesus,
the Holy Ghost,
I've
been teaching you on the inside,
further,
on these truths.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So when God brought him to the third
part,
to the soul, he found souls in prison. They disbelieved the word. They couldn't recognize it in flesh. They were looking for nail scars. They were running after blood and oil in the platform. He said, no, after the promise. Anybody can have nail scars. Amen. It was Jesus Christ. It was the same life that was in the corporate body, coming back in the mystical body, in human flesh, to reveal himself according to how he promised he would be revealed when it comes back at Shalom. It wasn't God in Jesus,
it
was God in a man. Hallelujah!
Sir.
Human flesh.
Yeah,
and that's the promise.
So be so.
I can work in their sorrow.
So
shall it be.
Even in that day, the Son of Man is being revealed between Son of God and Son of David, between the churches and the millennium. In that day, there will be God in human flesh. And the coming of Son of Man with a threefold mystery, shout voice of trump, Son of Man ministry, amen, shout voice of trump, hallelujah, and in full flesh shout, in human flesh, and he revealed the mystery of the voice and the trump as prophecy for this day, hallelujah, to be interpreted in the lives of the elect. Because the bride will preach to the lost. The bride will raise the sleeping dead. Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes,
so there's people on the
earth.
And that same light is growing up in them.
There's
going to be an hour in knowledge. People are not ready. They see themselves in that world. The Holy Ghost take the amnesia away. Because that is your purpose. The message was sent for. Hallelujah! Glory!
Yes, sir.
That there can be a people who know that
there
was part of that
path.
And the prophet said, the same road, the Holy Spirit led Jesus
to
anoint
the
Messiah promises.
It's
the same road, the Holy Spirit will lead the bride to anoint the bride promises.
Yes, sir.
What about if Brother Brown didn't have the courage? To say Malachi told here to anoint that
boat,
to preach it,
for the parish
that was not son.
It had
to come to pass. It's not the life of the covenant
notice.
It's a purpose of the check time. I'm looking for it. I'm watching.
It's
a hard
part.
He understood. He was second place in eternal life. The same way.
The
God put promises for a little group of the true seed. Hallelujah! And the Holy Spirit had been speaking in the heart. Tell her, that is you, bride. That boy to the archangel. That is you.
Said
John 14:20. That is you. In that day, you alone, I in you, and you in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will know the word that caught you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You will know you are one of them rainbow trout. Glory.
Sir.
You will know you can't be deceived. Because you know the word a certain way. Hallelujah. You have faith in the knowledge of God's word predestinated in your own life. Hallelujah. You don't believe in just by what happened? Or you don't believe in by just what will happen? You believe in by what is happening? And that was the difference. Over these years, when it came to the third pope, and his quickening power didn't just come to quicken the body. He said, when that sun rise, and it shines on that earth, or that rock,
and
you complain, the sun is too hot.
But
if that rock, that dirt,
I see.
That seed has been quickened and brought to life. And the Holy Spirit, when it quickened the soul, he said, quicken your mind for the promise of the hour. It put you on the expectation. And the word of God this morning, faith, hope, and charity. Because faith is a revelation. The new pope, that's a revelation. Charity. The promise, hope, is expectation. After you get the revelation, on the expectation for the promise, he himself will come in you, the apart, the premise of your life. Amen. Glory.
Yes, sir.
And all those who were not born again for these past 25 years, they became sanctified. Live nice, clean lives. More in the body. Pure in the body. Clean in the spirit. Brother, they join in the word of God 100%. But the difference with the elect, that seed inside of her, when it's quickened, it lifts up in the
sphere
that she can see and recognize the word being fulfilled. Amen. And brother, here we see those who are not born again, they thought nothing is happening. They can't see nothing going on. Because
it
takes the new birth to bring into the realm of the unseen. You see, they contact by five senses. In the fourth and second
part,
they saw cripples walk on the wheelchair. They saw the sick being healed by a
word.
In the third part, when the old man forsaken, when he began to preach, and my son is
born,
they said, oh, Brother Bram is washed up. And they draw away. Amen. He said, he's a man making himself God. One time he said, Brother Bram, they say, you are God. He said, that isn't too far from the scriptures. Amen. He understood the
age.
He knew the temple was all about. He knew when screws was created. What that meant. Amen. So nobody might pray the
way
for him. He's either going to rub it into the mouth a little bit. Let him know we know where we are. He was trying to bring off on us. And trying to make it like people worshiping me. He said, I wasn't the problem.
I
want them to know that that is the promise of the hour.
Don't even be saying why you
know. I'm a pure class. Amen! Nothing less than that! Let me tell you, it's nothing less than that.
And it's too much serious.
If we miss that, we miss the message. We come in the method of Pentecostal understanding.
Whether
denominational ideas, we must see that message is bring us back. Where we set back. God led man. And righteous. And given power to speak into existence. And if Jesus' death on Calvary don't take us back there, then he didn't die to redeem us. Amen!
Sir.
Because we are in victory when we do the same thing that he did. Saying, we have come back to the same place.
Exactly.
So I'm saying, set your sights. Let us see the hour. What are we looking for? Amen. Let's recognize. What will be happening? What is the Holy Ghost? Given for. What is the Holy Ghost? How do you know that you received the Holy Ghost? What is the five definite identifications? Of the true church, of the living God. Amen!
My man.
Christ in the true church is the continuation of the
Father.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
What baffles many people?
Because
of you in the book of Acts. If you read the book of Acts,
it
covers over 30 years.
And
it gathered all the experiences that happened
with Paul,
happened with
Peter,
happened with Philip, in different countries, round about, over a period of 30 years, and it put together and called the book of Acts. Amen!
Glory!
Glory!
Yes, sir.
And if you take the experiences of their pride,
this
Omega pride,
indeed
pride is, and gather them together, I guarantee you, you'll see a book of hearts from Satan trying to blind people, trying to confuse them, to make them see nothing is happening. And if we're not really born again, and have spiritual discernment, and understand how the Holy Spirit have worked over these years, we'll be confused. But if we have a revelation of what God is doing, what this program was, we'll not be confused. We'll not be puffed up. The prophet said, is the devil trying to rob us from what the world Savior. But if you believe with your heart, then you must confess it with your mouth. You must say what the world is saying about you. If you let the devil put all kind of negative things in your subconscious, and you are controlled from the subconscious, isn't that this outward man here? Isn't that this subconscious that run the ship? That the man on the deck.
That's the man on the deck.
It's the man in the engine room. It's in the subconscious. What you are. That's why when they tell Jesus,
they say he's Joseph and Mary's son. He's Beelzebub.
He's
not a prophet supposed to come from Galilee. You think he get confused?
And
let all what they were saying blow his mind and make him doubt? He said, which one are you to condemn me or from belief?
Amen! Father, I want that. When you see me, you see the Father. Glory be to God, amen!
Hallelujah!
He kept anointing himself with the revelation that the word say he was. They tried to make him a real carpenter in Nazareth. He knew he was the word for the hour. And nobody would take that away from him that he was the word for the hour. And so the prophet, they tried to make him a good evangelist. I'm not a religious man. Just a man of gifts to pray for the sick. They tried to make him them things. They were a Baptist preacher with Pentecostal gifts. Amen! But brother, when it came to the soul, he knew who he was. He identified. He put the unveiling of the mighty God. How could God be unveiled if God was not veiled? God had to be veiled first before he could be unveiled. And he knew it was God in him doing those things. He said, seventh angel is revealing the Son of Man to the public. He knew who he was. Nobody. 969 denominational voices could confuse the eagle. The eagle fly above that. The eagle living in a realm. Hallelujah! He knew you're the arm of your God. If you shake this mountain, he knew where he was standing again. He said, when them seven thunders, in other words, the same revelation I have, the same revelation that brought to me under that seventh seal. I know I'm the Word. It is made flesh. The Word becoming flesh. And the flesh becoming Word. When that same revelation strike you, he will do the same thing. He knew it.
Rise is here.
Yes, glory. But what the matter with us today? Somebody confused us. Somebody said something. We all confused. Somebody here, we stumble here. Somebody you think spiritual. Tell you backslidden. Call your devil. You ain't no pride. And it's not a wonder. Like a wandering star. Hallelujah! It's so young men that
that pillar of fire,
that burn all the
doubts
away.
Hallelujah!
Yes.
When you come to that reality,
nobody,
nobody could take that away from you.
Hallelujah!
Glory!
Yes, sir!
And the hour is here! When only the
blood
knew
why is here?
What will happen? Because
your
life
made
the interpretation of the word. She was the masterpiece that God is building over these years. And the squeeze is coming. He will strike his masterpiece. Hallelujah! She knows. She be laying in that presence of the sun.
And
the pillar of fire was brooding upon her to make her green soul
ripe.
God only provided place of worship.
Page 6.
February 28. He said, we have to learn the presence of the sun. We are hearing the message in the lecture. Our faith is green. It must come to our rightful faith. And for 25 years, you will attend in 1990. And we still have intellectual faith. Amen! It means that God, I don't bride, or God didn't do what he said he was going to do.
Amen!
But I guarantee you, there are many in this building who knows there's a father in them. There's a father. There's a father in them.
Hallelujah!
They know the place. The Holy Spirit revealed to them. Hallelujah! Their place. Glory be to God. Mothers who are dead child, doing housework,
now
have a revelation. Amen. Like the woman in the Bible, Shunammite woman. She had a household in order. She had set the rate of sun. She had respect for God's servants. Like the woman in the time of Elijah. Housewives. But look at her. She can mix the oil and the meat. She can sacrifice the oil. To make the world live again. She saw in her own kitchen.
The
poor. I am
healer.
The water. A housewife. Hallelujah. Look at Happy Wright. All the ministers around the prophet hearing the testimony and sitting there gazing. But Hattie Wright, she caught the inspiration. She said, I have nothing but the truth. Somebody might have said, the sister should talk. But she couldn't help it. Something struck in her heart. She said the right thing. Power of God fell in the place. Look at Mary.
Maria.
I love you. Teenager. Are you looking for disco?
Are you
looking for fashions?
Are
you trying to run outside when service over? And the peril? Going to the well. Going to the water. Meditating. On the scriptures. Talking the
age.
Hallelujah. And she could say, speak back to me. According to thy word. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And the people are from the positions, teenagers, housewives, husbands, farmers, teachers, ministers, hallelujah! The Holy Spirit has worked exactly according to His programs. Exactly right.
Yes, sir.
God is bringing His church to our oneness.
Yes, sir.
Is not another generation, but a bond of one man,
brother,
with revelation of his age, of the promise, of the experience. Step out by faith and preach oneness. Talk to a perfect man, masterpiece. Who do you say the face of the Zulu? They weren't trying to bring sermons. They understood. It's a hotline. It is right. Because this was the age. And God will fulfill what is put here in the Bible.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But because many were born again, they could have only seen the first point and second point. It didn't get your revelation to see a cancer fall off a man, see a cripple walk on a chair,
to
contact them to the five senses, and they say, oh, God is powerful. Amen. But in the third point, when the word begins to come forth, the thing that really produces these things. Hallelujah. The prophet said, I'm working now in realms of the supernatural that I've never worked before. Of my ministry. And people thought he was a WhatsApp because they didn't know what to look for. They had the wrong understanding of what they were looking for. And the prophet said, if you're looking for something, you must have the right understanding. You must know how he promised to reveal himself in the time that you are living in. Amen! He said, they're all blind to their private conceptions. Amen.
Amen.
And here he was. He watched all the ministry. Came from the first pole to the second pole. From junction to junction. Until he stood up there. And could preach. Leviticus 23. The word chief. The entirety of the world. The entirety of the life. Standing here. At the opening of the seventh seal. Revelation 10. The power is born the manifest. And vindicated by the Spirit of God in the full strength. Amen. By understanding of the word, he was bringing it, showing us in the Bible what was happening, how far advanced we were, what was taking place. And then he came, and the message united time and time. An invisible union. And it shows there are many unitings. He said, look out there in the world. He said, we see the world uniting. We see nations uniting. Churches uniting. Communities uniting. But all that uniting is in the natural realm, where man could see with the five senses. Amen. But he said, I'm not united. Hallelujah! The pride woman, the pride is united. Amen! At super size. And the world can't see it. Because God is going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. He said, the greatest uniting of all uniting. But this uniting was in the spiritual realm. It was an invisible union.
Yes, sir.
It means it can be contacted by the obstacles. It's going to take spiritual discernment by the word to see that uniting. It's going to promise what you
are
and recognizing God and man being united to bring the word apart. Because here with God, Revelation 10:1 and man. Revelation 10:7 was united together to bring the shout. Now God and man must unite again to bring the voice of the
Archangel.
Hallelujah! The shout
did
not come of God and man become one. And the voice of the Archangel can be manifested until God and man become one.
Hallelujah!
He said, God, great mystery of love expressed. God and man was one dear. And God and man is one dear again. Hallelujah!
Exactly.
Then the living saints and the resurrected saints, the full complete body, will unite with God. God masculine and God feminine,
helping
the trump of God. Hallelujah! Amen!
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
We are united.
Kubatele wakadi.
Four things have united the world.
Utanga tojo tubadane shere.
Quickening power.
Imare musiri.
Quickening the seed.
Roland Zambeo.
The word predestined.
Kubatelewa.
To the scripture.
Mugwaro.
The promise.
Imiso.
A mystery.
Chagazi.
A prophecy.
Shesitovita.
Your name.
Italako.
In the book.
Buku.
It unites you.
Kubatalisa.
In the world.
Shoko.
By revelation.
Saruro.
At the world this morning.
Zatou mawalani.
The man going on the cataracts.
Una.
From the lifeline. And the man get a hold
of it.
He said, what happened? In a union. Hallelujah! Something united together. So we're taking proof.
At
what united time. You united with the world. Hook
you.
The rainbow trap.
I'm
beginning to pull you.
Reel
you in.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Amen!
Begin to reel you in! Pull you in! Amen! Get yourself united with one another! We could be a bunch of people! Dying united in what I'm talking about?
Ah, yes, I'm
talking about. You don't need a bunch of people together? No! Life connect with life! And sin connect with sin! Amen! When you unite in the world, you unite with somebody who unites in the same world.
Because
you are all selves.
That make up a body.
So by one spirit,
into one body.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
With a Paul, meet Peter, or Philip, preaching the same thing, baptized in the same word, same Holy Ghost. Every man, have the ministry.
Glory
be to God. Amen!
Hallelujah!
We begin to have one another. Then the more united comes. I'm looking for it. Is it united with the resurrected saints? Them who have took them among you. You carry them.
Every
name.
Hallelujah.
Relating you. We planted a seed. Being some corruption. But you know one day. You'll be reaping power. Because quickening power. What's in that body? We have many back home. Who fell asleep? Amen. We know they were believers. We plant that body. Like a seed. In the earth. Know they're going to come back up. A resurrected body.
That's
the opening. So they're going to come and put it on. And become a glorified body. I'm looking for united. It was on the agenda. Amen. Because in this hour, we are seeing others. We are seeing them in the resurrection. The world
has
seen them. The world can't see them. Because the world has a new birth. To see them. The world thinks they are hot
blood.
The world thinks they are fanatic. But when you look at them, you see a brother and your sister who are tearing chains and raised up. Under the
Easter
seal, the same quickening power that turned your body heavenly. Same quickening power that turned your body heavenly. Same living bread that comes from heaven that you feed it on. Same living bread they're feeding on. Not in the last days. You shall raise them all up. We have seen it. We know what it means. You mean you go to church and say, that is a nice brother?
Or
that's a nice sister?
And the sister right up.
And your revelation stopped
there?
What
make
them nice? Should you meet the prayer of fire? What have cultivated the lights? Because they sat under the word. They sit in the word. They feed on the word. They swim in the word image. You said that brother always had the victory. What
make
him have the victory? Because you know who he is. Because the Holy Ghost take his amnesia away. You want to make believe out. Because he didn't stare at the church. Don't you want cut into pieces? He come and submit himself in the fear of God. So God can build into a masterpiece.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
Is he lovable?
Kudara.
When we didn't have no revelation.
Chisinajizaru.
You said testify.
Eja apura.
And I used to be a old drunkard.
And Andrish Dagwa.
You know, but I get saved.
Asinaga police.
I better invite me to a church from the corner.
Amera zulija isabu church chepa corner.
And the minister preach a message that night.
Chini agapa isavangeri.
It convict my heart.
Agapa musomo yangu.
And since I are serving the Lord.
Kwa ipapo ndaguna matamach.
But when the seals open. When the seals open.
Parasaro simiso.
We don't talk so again.
Arita ore sagadari.
You know you're the attribute of God.
In the
mind of God.
Put
it fresh. Thank you, Jesus. And the Holy Ghost. We express you. Came looking for you. Quicken you. Break you up. Show you your name in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me get it. When you begin to talk like that, you always keep your faith anointed. You always stay in the channel of what God is doing. But when they are trying to live a good life, I'm trying to be a Christian. I hope I make it. Dying not by the Christians. Dying people in the bride. No, sir. But the bride is here. I hope the mighty open your eyes. Get a perfection. Holy me. Get a perfection. Holy me. To that perfect place. Hallelujah. A vision. A perfection. That your key opening. Anoint you it. That you not stay here. You can't get it today. You can't get tied up. You've been a half a life. There's something that put on me. Put on me. Press on me! Press on me! Get something to tell you! Pushing you! Amen!
Hallelujah!
Yes. Glory!
Amen!
That violent prayer talk. You say, well, it please God. Who separated me from my mother's womb. To reveal his son in me. But I will preach him. Who is revealing me to the Gentiles. Glory!
Hallelujah!
Look at the prophet! He's in the fourth boat! He's had human side arrived! But when the angel came and commissioned me, that was inside life! That was the last book alive! He didn't realize! I had another name! And that name was the prophecy in the Bible! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Holy!
Yes, sir.
In the world, see yourself.
Yeah.
In the world, relate to the world.
My dear, I was here.
You will determine.
No, I just.
What kind of atmosphere you live in?
You are
creators. And your faith, your revelation, creates the atmosphere, a world of perfect faith, perfect revelation, that you are the world, so your day, you are the mystery between the Gentile prophets and the Jewish prophets. You are that mystery, Jesus in bright clothes. You are those children who have to be put back by those mysteries of the seven tenders. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory be to God! You are part of the bride! You are in the vision!
Marching!
Onward Christian
warriors!
Going up into heaven! Breaking the law of gravity! Rocking
foot!
Like Enoch! Say that the priest of Father! Marching! You mean to tell people in Zimbabwe? With faith that the priest of Father? To go up! With rocking foot! People in Trinidad, people in South Africa, with rocking foot, exactly so. That's why the world was showing us, pleasing the Father, doing the Father's business, knowing you and the Father are one, knowing the Father in you, and you and the Father, praying to the God inside of you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, sir. Amen!
Amen!
Jesus prayed! Perfect knowledge! Plan of redemption! In Genesis! Jesus knew he was up! Hallelujah! He knew he was deceived! He knew he was the corner reef! He knew he had the lion's life! He knew he had to go to sleep! To be taking over time! He knew! Shiva. She was going to come
so, yeah.
In 7 ages. And he knows in the last age, in the bridal, that we bride. Hallelujah. Born of his birth.
Born of his birth.
And every church, at the glorious church, without spot, without wrinkle, will be presented from the heaven. He saw the expression of that oneness in the Bible. Amen. Quickly. Let me close. Let me strike this. In oneness. The word oneness means to be one with, united, that is a union. Marriage is a union. Jesus told the parable, comes, long coming time,
1
Thessalonians 4, Matthew 25,
he'll
be coming that hour for a union, to unite with the bride, that the oneness, that the greater, that be there, in that hour, and this is that hour, the bride, that made herself ready.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Yes, sir.
Now in this teaching, in teaching doctrine, let me skip some of that. Now the first man and woman, in the Garden of Eden, was in perfect harmony with God. So much that God could come down at any time He desired. Even this evening, he could come down amongst us. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Yes, sir.
And put lip to Adam and Eve. Now that is perfect oneness. Get a vision of the original. Because redemption is taking us back there. If you don't know what the original is, you have the wrong expectation. If you lose your vision, the original, or you're confused as to what you fell from, you wouldn't really know what you're supposed to be expecting and looking to be made manifest in your life. But when you know the original, hold your vision and walk into it steadfastly. The prophet said, when somebody comes to be healed,
you
have to get a vision.
Now
that is your image.
Now the vanity
of themselves.
What are you?
Perfectly healed.
I pull up that
and walk step by step.
Oh, somebody,
until you walk right into it.
Amen.
Then it becomes one.
Oh, what is it?
With that vision of themselves fully restored.
Amen.
And so it is.
Those are serious.
The statue of a perfect man was a vision given to us. A seven-seal vision of ourselves fully restored. Back to the perfection that we fell from. And we're going to take 7 steps. We're going to have visions of ourselves fully restored. And that vision, 700 mystery, and open up that vision and restore vision of the world that we bypass when we come and talk the flesh. Hallelujah! And that theophany is pulling us
to
that perfection. And we are walking step by step. Hallelujah! Coming right back into that very vision of the world that we were supposed to be if you're working a
prayer.
Amen!
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Brother Branham had that vision. Amen. And he walked into it. He stood 1 minute. And he stood there. Looking from upon him. And said, if you say, yes,
I'll be here.
Hallelujah! And spoke. And something came into existence. And he began to understand. He was right back there. And when the squeeze comes, what the pill put down. So it means to say, from the opening of the sea to the squeeze, there was a people who's going to walk back and start again in that oneness, in that perfection, in that purpose. 25 years, there's a people like Enoch. Like a vision of a statue, looking up, right back.
I just okay.
Be kept off of this one. Be adopted.
That's why.
God was shouted.
God was looking
at. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved
pride.
Yeah. To speak and the word will flash like lightning. Hallelujah. That headstone.
He's about
7 tablets.
You know, in a way,
every chick. After its voices.
To the
little group. In that local church. Coming to the mouth. Of the angel. In the pulpit. Who is anointed. Angel.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
What about them? That minister.
The pastor.
Pastor.
In the eighth. Angel to the local church. He stands before the congregation to reflect light. Not cosmic light, not electric light, eternal light. For the church to walk in. The Lamb of Heaven. Seven horns. Seven eyes. That man is reflecting mystery in the throne. The Lamb with seven horns. The sevenfold plan. In the tower, and that minister, as he speak the word, God is signing to the light of the glorious gospel, shining into their hearts, giving them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the faith of Jesus Christ, and the church, behold the glory of the Lord in that mirror, and the change from glory unto glory, because the minister is holding the image. He's preaching. He's holding the image. He's holding the image. He's holding the word. That's a bypass. And they're walking into it.
Because the Son of Man,
the
Lamb with seven horns, and seven mouths, said, I am the
way,
I am the truth, I am the
light,
the way is seven steps, the truth is seven voices, the light is seven virtues. Without the way, there is no knowing. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the light, there is no living.
Hallelujah!
Jesus himself,
Jesus
with the world,
Jesus
with the bypass,
and
he came to show us what we fell from. Amen. And Paul
caught
the revelation of Jesus. Many men were talking about the hidden stories and the fishing stories. And Paul said, don't go back to the flesh. Hallelujah! But Paul
said,
Melchizedek, the true tabernacle, the four fruits, the seven bread. Hallelujah! The high priest, the blessed and
only potentate.
Hallelujah! The angel of the covenant,
Tumosungaro.
He had the revelation
Tumosungaro.
Of the mystery
Tumosungaro.
Of what was manifested
Tumosungaro.
In the corporate body.
Tumosungaro.
Amen. From Bethlehem,
Tumosungaro.
Calvary,
Tumosungaro.
33 years,
Tumosungaro.
That mystery was lit up. Join us.
Come back.
They couldn't understand. What man of man is this? He said, oh, you have a little faith.
Amen!
That is your purpose to care for. And when that revelation was lost, I'm quoting. When that revelation was lost, when the dark ages,
through
the word of Pentecost, bring it back to the world. But in this day, the full seven seal mystery
has
been made known to reveal the Son of Man again. Bring back the fullness of the world into existence. And the prophet.
Caught
the vision. Amen.
God, Jehovah, and he knew what the true Jesus was. And the final interpretation of every promise is more than flesh. So the world had to become flesh. So God went in the hills of Kentucky. You know that put stone. But Jehovah wanted to put. Wanted to build a masterpiece. He had a vision. Because the Baptists had a Baptist Jesus. The Methodists had a Methodist Jesus. Very methodical. Pentecostal had a Pentecostal Jesus. Very fanatical. But they have to come back to real Jesus. Hebrews 10:8. He said yesterday, and today, and forever, the world incarnate. So Jehovah had a vision, and he began to build his masterpiece. Amen. And look at the prophet. Look what he wants. If you had a thing for the grace of God, I'd be a murderer. Amen. Here he was a little boy. He's out of temper like a boxer. Amen.
Amen.
Coming home from school one day. And the friends begin to make some jokes. You know,
I'm
embarrassed him a little bit. He became so aggressive. He gets so resentful. Temper flying to the head. He ran home. Anointed with a revengeful spirit. His rifle and where he knew was going to pass. He went in the bushes and he went and hide. Went to shoot everyone of them. Premeditated murder. A cold-blooded killer. First degree murder. And as he was passing, he jumped in front of them. And he said, which one of you want to die first? And he wasn't dropping. And he began to pull the trigger. There's Kia Paolo. Suffering grace. Not one bullet could leave the chamber. Amen. Look at him.
What I say?
With a temper.
Ne Asha.
Then later on, as a young man, he had a dog called Fritz. He loved that dog. That was his best buddy. He said, Fritz, I thank God for you. You fed me. You feed me. You've been fed for a long time. You never back up a rock tree yet. Amen. And a policeman
punched
the dog. And killed the dog. As he buried the dog, as he buried his dog, his last words, he said, Fritz, I'm going to get even with him.
Is I going to
care for you?
You're
going to run him over the motor car.
We're going
to shoot him. And he loads rifle. And he jumped in the car. And the Holy Spirit quickened to the Father. What he was doing. The Father grabbed him over the car. Throw some slaps on him. Send him back in the house. He said, what for daddy?
I'll
kill that poor brother. And even when the father sent him back inside, he said, daddy won't let me kill him now. If daddy won't let me kill him now, I will meet him on the street one day. And I'll run him over the car. Later on, here he comes, I'm going to get married. Young man growing up, find a nice girlfriend, but he couldn't face his mother-in-law. She was one of them hard, strict women. And he had to use some wisdom. So he tell hope. He said, hope. He said, you talk to your mommy. I will talk to your daddy. He said, I don't want to face her. Because I don't want you to tell me. Here he was. And that's something caused him to get into trouble with God. Because when he started to preach, and they invited him to go to meetings. And the mother said, you ain't going to take my daughter among that trash. And he didn't want to contention with a woman.
And here he buckles down. And bypass all invitations. And went away from the will of God. Because of compromising spirit. He said,
when
I was wrong, I could improve. He said, I know God is a pastor down through these words. I know that God is a pastor down through these words. So what he did? He said, I know God can read. So I write a letter and I tuck it on a tree. And I said, Mr. God, I know you're a pastor here. You live in these woods. I can't pray, but I know you can read. And he did that. Then he had the same man. Sitting in a meeting, and they call him to preach in a Pentecostal meeting, and he hide in the air with his sea of soccer pants, and the
t-shirt.
He didn't want to go up there. And while he was sitting there, you know, they call him to preach, and he's afraid. I eat
it
to go among a bunch of Pentecostal chickens. Amen. But what was the mystery? That the same man who couldn't pray, one day stood up in heaven,
South Africa,
and in one prayer, 20,000.
25,000.
25,000. He at
one time.
7,000. The same man who can pray,
I talk about that.
Stand up one day in the woods,
and
the
last
what the mystery? The same man who
had
no love,
what
a hate. A very bad temper.
I had
killed 6 boys in Cobra.
I came to a meeting.
See people making a lot in the service.
As you all have gone and shared our service.
Disgrace in the service.
As you service.
And the Holy Ghost.
We are mutually.
Put them in the air.
Oh, Mama.
And shall I forgive you?
This same man.
Testifying.
As you put
the glory of God.
Two teenage boys.
Laughing and snickering. But the mother.
As you
said, right. What was the mystery that this man, how God can take his rags and making the parchment paper with the image of the king? Hallelujah! He passed it to a prophet. How did he catch a
pillar?
The ugly catch a
pillar? No. Go
Amen. Could God the cuckoo
right
in that secret place and transforming power
see
change it into a butterfly. Amen. This man for a temper, for a hell, couldn't pray with a compromising spirit. And some of us think, I don't know how I'm going to live this world. I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know if you have any hope for me. The same God. The same kind of people. The same kind of And the Holy Spirit struck that masterpiece and said, speak!
And God said, come and take a walk with me and all the animals. As you walk in the presence of JVSU, he made a lesser one, a little one like himself.
Hallelujah!
Back in the garden,
he
was
Elohim,
but when he made man in his image, he was Jehovah, meaning he made a little one like himself. And on
Shalom,
Brother Branham took the picture of the cloud. This picture, I did a great JVSU
in the
sky, and he gave testimony. He said in the woods, he told me to speak, and I spoke. Let there be. He said, we are nearing these times when these things are to be. What it was.
Amen.
And brother, when the squeeze comes, there will be a people standing here in the same condition. And we are seeing the mischief of Haman repeating itself, moving in. We've seen Esther. Esther, take that scepter. Ask what you will, Esther. Whatever she says.
See yourself. The way the world shows. He said, that's God's purpose. His purpose was to be one with his earthly family, Adam and Eve. And the only way that they could be one with the family or with God was because God's nature was in them. So that made them, with God's nature in them, then with each other, and God, they become all one. Isn't that a beautiful picture? No more heartaches, no more sorrow. One with God. What a picture. Because the very nature of God was in these people. And therefore what they did, they followed just in line with God, and God made them one. St. John 17:11. Jesus prayed that the church and he would be one. Like he and the Father were one. The church, we as members of the body of Christ, would be one together, just like he and the Father are one. And at that day, you shall know. As I was in the Father, and the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. Amen. What a union! A oneness. Here before the seals is open. Having them that experience with Paul, seeing the scrolls, the little fish, happy white boys, by the Paul, before the seals open. When the seals open, the great tribute to appear, they help to unite with the body. And in the United Tribal side, he said, we see the nations uniting. We see the world uniting. We see the bride uniting with the world.
Nishoko.
And the bridegroom being the world.
Chikomba za chishoko.
And the bride being the head of the world.
Wenga tuanze nishoko.
They come together in union.
Haru ya pamoja ni kubatana.
Unite like a wedding.
Wachibatana semchato.
They are getting ready.
Wako katia.
For a wedding.
Kwenda mchato.
They become one.
Wado batana.
The world becomes you.
Shoko rola iwe.
You become the world.
Shoko.
All that the Father is.
This is Baba.
I am.
Ndiri.
All I am.
This is Andiri.
You are.
This is Amuri.
In that day.
This is Iroro.
You will know. Chasi
ya.
I was your father.
Ndiri mina
baba. Father me.
Baba bandi.
I knew.
Ini mamuri.
See at that day.
For this way.
What day?
This is Iripi.
It's so.
This is Irino.
We find out.
Chinora.
The four hidden mysteries.
Sakaanza kasukuru.
Being revealed.
Zakura tisu.
Into the union.
Badera sinaoneke.
Page 38.
Page 38.
Oh, that spiritual union of Christ.
Badera kubamu ya wa Kristo.
In his church.
Kereke yake.
Now.
Yes, Iro.
When the flesh.
Nyama.
With the capital O.
Pashoku.
And the world.
Pashoku.
With the capital flesh.
Nyama.
Manifested.
Regula tisa.
Chuck with the Bible. Say what happened.
The Bible will say tisa.
In this day.
Bunga Iro.
It's happening.
Libri tika.
Day by day.
Zware suru.
We're near the coming of Jesus.
Kapena Kristo. Regula
kwa tisa. To be united. With the church.
Kereke yake.
Where the world becomes. Where the world becomes the world.
Shoku. Ichizo wasoko zakara.
Page 69.
Page 68
to 69. Christ mystery God revealed. This is God's great mystery. Our love express. That God and man became one. The whole thing.
Yes.
God and man one. God and man of one dear. God and man of one
here.
What is it?
He.
The inferior spirit.
Was that what we are?
Him having the preeminence. That was God's achievement. That God purpose to do that. That he might be in Christ.
Which are the Christo.
And Christ in us.
And
all of us together one.
Amen.
And you say, God, who can say the
Moses?
Let me be friends.
Say,
God, who can say
the
Is that right? He don't change. It's God not. That's his manifestation. That's what he's revealing. That's what he's trying to do. Talking about the temple. And God's own word reveals and shows. That man cannot create. God is the creator.
And
the dead man no more. It's God, the creator in man, which is church. Now.
Yes, he knows.
Amen. Expressing his eternal love
spiritual.
God, the creator in man. The Holy Ghost in you. If you got the Holy Ghost, he's the creator.
That's right.
Greatest
he
that is in you than he that's in the world.
So
the creator God in Jesus who stood in the storm.
When
the creator God in Daniel who shut the lion's mouth. The creator God. Hallelujah. Back in Moses who stood firm. The creator God in Joshua who shut the sun. The creator God in the prophet. Hallelujah. With that pillar of fire. Couple of brothers. Ruby and flesh. The eye. You could show up to us what is the promise of this hour, that great mystery of his oneness. Amen. Being revealed. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, Jesus said, unfilling realities. Page 13. If you'd have known me, you'd have known my day. He come to unite God and man together. He come to make God and man one. And he said in that day, you will know that I'm the Father, I'm me, I'm you, you're in me. He come to bring God and man together. What does the Son of Man reveal for? To bring God and man together. Why did Jesus say, I am the
Lord,
I am the truth, I am the light. Why did he do those things? To show his power? No. He was showing us what kind of man we were supposed to be if we didn't fall. But because we bypassed the fall, we bypassed that word. And that was manifested to show us what we fell from. Why did God do those things in the prophet's life? To say he's powerful? Why did the man reveal? To show us that the church is finished? To show us the world that we might pass. To show us the image of the glory of the Lord. What we have to come back to have that oneness. To fulfill what Jesus prayed. That is what tonight we are contending for. That is a vision we are holding and working in. That is a word we have to keep anointing ourselves. Get the dullness of conscience. If we can only rely upon what the word says we are. And the prophet said that those people, they failed to see the purpose. He says everything the roadmap pointed right to that one destination. And when he comes, they fail to see the reality of what he came for. To bring God in man. To make God in man. To unite them. Together. Page 44. Proving his word. The Son of Man is revealed. To unite the head, body together. And the marriage. An invisible union with the wedding band. What this? His predestinated groups. The marital retreat. What this? In naming the book. Hallelujah!
Amen.
And the beautiful gun of his promise. Amen.
Yes.
And his name
Zitarake
being revealed unto us. In this hour, so we could bear his name. Amen.
Amen.
He said, but they failed to see the purpose why he came for. Have we missed again the purpose that he really came to unite God and man? He spoke about a marriage, and he said it's a prophecy for the last days. Amen.
Amen.
That Christ and his bride would become one. And Jesus, knowing that when his bride is taken out of his side, like Eve was, and the Father presented her faultless. Amen.
Amen.
Sinless. Spotless.
Virtuous.
To him. And here in this hour, the prophet said,
prophet,
he said, it is the devil
that
provided place of worship. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Page 22. He said, you can't die. If the church can only see that, but it's the devil trying to rob us. Amen from that. People, he says, what happened to us? If we could only rely upon what the word says we are. But he says the devil was trying to rob us. So we say, yeah, God's a prophet. I get saved the other day. And I go over to that church now. Why leave that church? The pastor was a certain way. The pastor was a certain way, and I'm in this church now. That in the vision? That you have been faith? No. The vision is to see because your name was in this book.
Amen.
Because you was in his thinking. The Holy Ghost had to come to get you and pull upon you. And because you are elect in this age, you couldn't stop short of manifesting the full promise of this hour. Brother Bram said, when he came to that third point, he said, I've seen scrolls appear 6 times. He said, what is it? He said, Moses, under the blood of bulls and goats, could create flies. He said, why should it make people stumble when a man talks about these things? He said, well, the denominational systems twisting the people's minds away from it. They didn't know what real faith was. So the prophet says, it's not make-believe faith. It's not Pentecostal faith. Trying to work on emotion is knowing what the word says you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
And if you can rely upon that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, the thing of it is, you are scared to use it. Or either you are not cooperating with this world. What is the church? How do you get into it? When you appear, everything that Jesus wants, you are.
Exactly.
Did the prophet know what he was talking about? Was he joking? Did he need him shirt? He was saying it because he believes it. But you know something? Because of the lack of revelation of what it is to be truly justified, and because of the lack of revelation of what is the true position of a redeemed son, a believer, many are bound by condemnation and therefore cannot have confidence in God. Have faith that God is not imputing sin to them. They cannot have faith that when God look at them, He actually sees them sinless. They don't fully understand the position that the baptism of the Holy Ghost has really brought them into. Amen. And when he died, you die. And when he died, you
die.
And when he went to the road, and when he
went to
the road, he said that when the entire word of God is incomplete, was headed up in the human body, God Jesus Christ, in the air, God made me pay for my
sins.
In the air, said, well, rebirth, baptized, not potentially, he paid it in front of
Abraham.
So it is, you paid for your sins. Jesus was paid for sins. If you were to live in this world, in this hour, I testify that your soul is back to the world. The Holy Ghost came upon you. God has nothing to said to you.
Yes, sir.
Brother Branham,
Brother Branham,
came to the boats
where
he had felt.
Amen.
That he was genuinely born again.
And
God imputes sin to him. Because you see, it is soul that thought. And that soul is zombie.
Is
God relaxed? It can sin.
Amen.
He that born God cannot
fail.
Because God sees remember. Who believe in
charge?
I don't call it that. Get no condemnation. Nothing. The accuser. Amen.
Yes.
Because not you.
I'll see you.
That can predict together. Is that so?
I'll see you.
That can predict together. And that so? Christ. So Christ himself.
He's a
brighter.
Yes. Even
Christ himself is the bride. He says, and then he woke me up with him in the resurrection. And now we are seated with him with power and authority over every devil. Oh, if you could only believe, could you believe in the secret? If you could only believe, what God has given. But if you are not seated
there,
you don't have it. If you are seated
there
and don't believe and are afraid to move, you will never use it. But if you are seated there, you will use it. So you are not paid to do what you do. Amen. Where are you seated?
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Brown knew
that for him to receive anything, it must be having faith and accepting what the Lord Jesus did for him. He actually learned to rely on what the word says. The Bible never said Jesus relied upon the word. You can't read them words in the Bible.
I was reading in Bible, listen.
But the prophet
has a revelation.
The revelation in his own life.
You
knew.
Right,
so the way to make the word work, you have to rely upon the word
says. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother,
Hama.
Satan approach.
Satan.
Is from the inside.
Reasonings,
affections,
Zido.
Imaginations,
Zira.
Memory,
Dangarido.
Trying to rob you
Beza.
From that.
Zinizozo.
He says Satan trying to rob you.
And Satan
make you feel
Kutunze.
It wouldn't happen. It won't come to pass. It also a prophet.
But
we have to wait for somebody to follow the sky. He never said that. He said, when you come to know who you are.
Amen.
When you recognize you are eagle from the egg. When something clicked in your mind to recognize what your new book, the union, the position, it has brought you into. He said, you stand again in spirit, just like Adam before the fall.
That's right.
You are united again to your sonship. When is that prayer being fulfilled? The prophet said, now. Look how God worked in his life, behind his life, and brought him to a place that he stood there and he knew his position. What about you? We're going to leave this place. We're going to go back to our homes. But when you go, think about it. That soul inside of you, eternal life. Only those the blood was shed for. That is why the foolish virgins have to go to the tribulation to be purified, because there was no
way
under the blood. And if that soul is the
world
and you are under the blood, my brother, my sister, if you are under the blood, then there could be no sin imputed unto you. And when you stand under the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the mystery of the world for the age, that is greater than Joshua under the blood of broken bones. That is greater than Moses. And they had faith standing under animal blood. I could speak and go back. Brother Brown said, remember, we are at these times. This is what the seals was open for, given back to us. Give us back our inheritance. Give us back all that belong to us. Stand here again. May tonight, as we look at these things, and we see that great union, the word has come to us in the form of a revelation. It is Jesus Christ bringing us, amen, right back up that road, bring us to that truth, bring us right back into the fullness of that life. Let us stand to our feet tonight and let us close up. We've sat over these 2 weeks and we've heard many, many things, putting us back into remembrance,
taking
our minds, rolling back with thoughts, the things that have been spoken to you over these years.
Won't
so long
later,
but you're always here. God is fixing you something. Remember, it's a junction time. Remember, it's a changing time. And the Holy Spirit is bringing us to a place where all amnesia is to be rubbed out completely, that you can know as you will know. As we bow our heads and close our eyes, Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we have come to the end of this service and the end of these meetings. How we thank you for a great gastronomical jubilee down through these days. And Lord, your people have sat and listened so attentively, soaking up the word, service after service, as your Holy Spirit pushing upon your ministers, Lord, to speak the words, bring it back into their remembrance, showing them things to come, teaching them all things. You said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, that's what he's going to do. He's going to convict us of sin, reprove the world of unrighteousness. Oh God, and here we see in this hour all these things, Father, building right up to a very climax. And Lord, we look and compare the modern events as we compare our very own experiences, as we compare the very things that the Holy Spirit have been emphasizing and speaking unto us, as we listen to the great drama, the symphony being played out, as we listen to the emphasis where the Spirit is placing it in the world, trying to attract our attention, trying to focus us into a certain part of the world that we can look and recognize, Father, what's been taking place. I pray, dear God, it has caused our hearts to tender up. Yeah. It has caused us, oh God, to come to a place of surrender. It has caused us to come yielding ourselves. It has caused us to lay aside every root and the sin that so easily beset us. It has caused us our greater confidence in what you are doing unto us, that the devil would not rob us from it, Lord. Yeah. Would not try to kill his sect of it. Wouldn't try to make it just some simple, ordinary thing with no meaning. But Lord, we'll be able to have faith. Yes. In the experiences. Amen. That you have divinely predestinated. Yes. To reveal your word. Yes. And your church inside. Yes. Of us. I pray, dear God. Yes. Lord, for your servants. Amen. Who gallantly, Lord, supported us in these services. Amen. Lord, Jesus. Standing behind with a word of encouragement. Yes. Lord, and bringing the people. Amen. And arranging these meetings. Thank you. That we can come, Lord, and have this time around your word. Yes. May you bless them, Father. Amen. May you bless every one of them. Lord, the local pastors and their helpers. Amen. And all the others that visited, dear God. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that from this day onward, that the Holy Spirit. Yes. Will give a greater measure, Father. Yes. As we see the challenge rising. And as we see the Holy Spirit. Amen. Coming on closer. Yes. Among the elect of God. And Father, may even the local churches, the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Begin to break forth, Father. Yes. Lord, as the former things that come to pass. Hallelujah. And behold, I do a new thing. Yes. And before it come to pass, I tell you of it. Yes. Let be a time of great total deliverance. Amen. Lord. Oh God, and we see that only the believers, not only the Holy Spirit, but even the loved ones, even the ones that are believing for. Amen. This hour, being delivered, Father. I pray, God, every father, mother, every brother and sister, young man and young woman. Yes, every stranger and visitor, Lord. Amen. Every family that's represented. Yes, here tonight. Oh, gracious God, they sit and listen to your word. Amen. In thy divine presence. And the note comes from you, Father, because in their hearts they are witness that they are children of God. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord. Amen. Lord God, and move upon them. Yes, in this hour, Lord. Amen. You see me brooding upon that prophet. Hallelujah. And bring them back to that image. Yes, put them back to speaking conditions. Amen. I pray in this hour. Yes. They will hunger and thirst after these things, Lord. Yes, they will have their affection set on things above. Hallelujah. And the right hand of God where Christ sitteth. I pray that this will be the day. Amen. Lord God, and the Holy Spirit, right, what makes it a definite term. Yes. That from, when we leave these services, Lord, it will be like a Lord. Oh, set in motion. Hallelujah. By the Holy Spirit. That's Lord. Right, right. Let's see in the coming days, in the coming weeks. Yes. Lord, set a fire of the Spirit of God. Yes. That the angel of the Lord. Yes. Will pass through the neighborhood, Lord. Yes. Will visit them in their homes. Yes. Visit them in their jobs. Lord, let us fellowship together. Hallelujah. The very things where they knelt and prayed for. The very things where the word came forth and they held in their heart. Pray and heard unto you. I pray, dear God. Your prophet said your angel record all these things. Yes. And finally bring a pass in that season. Yes. I pray, God, that there be not a word, Lord, but everyone will leave with a blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Oh, God, run. That you heard and you answer, Lord. You're already set, the Father. Yes, Father. Oh, blessed be your wonderful name. Yes. And Father, you said unto myself, tired and weary, and Lord, we come to the end. Yes. All that we could have done. as human beings. All we consecrate ourselves to you. That can be accomplished, Lord. It has gone forth. We pray, Lord God, that you, Lord, will just come to help us too, Lord. As we go back to our churches back home also, Father, may we desire in our hearts, Lord God, our country, dear God, to see the great climax, Lord. To see, Father, the Holy Spirit riding on the scene. It is on, bring to pass all our spoken. Father, in the heart of prayer these things, as your prophet said, may there come for the revival of the just, and of your power coming to the church just before it's going. And the third prayer that you'll do great things amongst us, for us in our midst. Father God, may we come together ourselves from this day onward, working close to you, Lord, living in your presence, Lord, separated from all unbelief, Lord. Oh, God, that's so desiring, dear God. Lord God, that you can have prominences. Christ, walk in our feet, speak into our lips, see into our eyes, work in our hands, believe in our hearts, think in our minds, and there is five of our beings, dear God. Give us your firm and the fullness of your promise. Lord, this is the hour you promised these things, Father. And we are just pleading the promise according to the plan. Standing here, Lord, know that you will interpret what you've spoken. And Father, we thank you for all that has been done, Lord. Every one of the helpers, Lord God, who have to make this meeting successful, all the workers, dear God, Father, all the musicians, all the singers, Lord, see the son and sister sitting here, work until 12 o'clock in the night, working here, God, Lord, practicing the songs that they can come and bless the people, because it is a position, they consecrate themselves for service. I pray, dear God, Lord, we stay in our position, and we serve, and we consecrate our lives in this hour. Lord God, that we'll see you riding in the scene, God and man being united in this great hour, mechanics and dynamics, the head and the body, hallelujah! Oh, the dove and the eagles, moving together that same harmony, Father, being made manifest, to show forth your victory and the reason of your death. May you grant these things, Father. We love you, we appreciate you, Lord, and we thank you for all that you have done, Lord. Oh, God, if there be any standing here tonight, Lord, design, Lord, I touch him. You maybe some have been sick in the body. Lord, before they leave this meeting, some have been designed by the Holy Spirit. Some have domestic problems. Oh, God, I pray, Father, Lord, your word have gone forth and standing on the word that have been preached, standing under the blood of Jesus Christ. Even as you spoke these things tonight, speaking, Lord, and asking these things by the revelation of my faith, that these things are the truth, and this is the hour. This is your word you have spoken unto us. I pray, dear God, as they believe, standing here now. Oh, God, open every request in your heart. Lord Jesus, you will hear and you will answer. You will fulfill that request just exactly what they are asking for. Oh, God, there will be nothing missing, nothing wanting, Lord, that they can be fully satisfied. Amen. Father, we divine.